beat.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When the right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh?
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Fellas, we back.
We back, baby.
Guys, boys are back in town.
Yeah, they are. In unison. I like that. I'm in the big chair.
I'm in
the big chair. Look.
When the cats away, the mouse will play.
I'm going to play.
See who the captain
is. Yeah, shit. Don't get used to it. Whatever you do, don't get used to it. All right, man. Weezy.
What's up, man?
What's your winner or loser of the week?
Winner of this week, man. One of my co-hosts had a birthday.
He ain't here.
He's
shaking.
He's big OG this week.
Yeah. Shout out to him. Shout out to J-Hope. He's on assignment. As you can see,
yeah,
I'm in the big chair this week. So, Cam is here.
How you getting the big chair? My.
You want to sit right here?
I'm just saying.
You want to record the show?
I didn't think so.
I didn't think so. The pressure's on. Cam, what's your winner or loser of the week, without?
Oh, man. My loser of the week is Doc Rivers.
We get there.
Doc definitely my loser of the week. Doc having a rough week right now.
Doc's having a rough week. Neek is here.
Hello.
It's your first time. Mr. 808s and Chair Shots himself. Neek, what's your winner or the loser of the week?
Winner or loser?
Either one.
I got a loser.
Uh-huh.
And it's chefs that put parsley on food.
Oh, what?
That hurt me right
there. This is what I'm saying.
We got a food blog, and we got a chef right here. This is going to be a fun show.
Go ahead. I'm
talking about the chefs that put so much parsley on your food, like your plate is now officially lettuce.
Parsley, like makeup.
It's just for a little color.
It's makeup.
Man.
I'm talking
garnishment.
Garnishment.
Right? It's makeup.
But not. It's basically a filter.
You don't want to taste it.
Oh, wow.
I don't want my hot wings to look like a salad.
That's too much parsley.
Exactly.
I got you.
All right. So my winner or loser, I'm going to pick a loser. Cameraman, what's my camera? So last week, if you listened to the show last week, you know we got a little out of character. And I'm going to pick the loser of the week as myself.
Oh!
I let myself get a little bit out of character. I normally never do that. So I want to apologize to the listeners. Apologize to the people for my language. That's not me. I had some things going on outside of work that I brought into the workplace. That's my bad. Won't happen again. Weezy, I was rough on you. Pause.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Sound good.
I apologize. So that won't happen again.
Apologize, Jay, to
him. Yeah, I apologize, Jay, when he here. Jay ain't here, though.
Okay, Jay ain't here.
So
he gonna listen?
He gonna listen. But I talked to Jay. I've already talked to Jay about that. So, yeah. I definitely had an agenda.
Yeah,
I definitely had an agenda. Things went a little too far. So for the people who are listening, the people who hit me up, there's no ill feelings, there's no nothing like that. Just know that won't happen again. All right, let's get the show started. Hello, young world and old heads doing your two-step. I would like to welcome everybody back, and some of you all for the first time, to the Full Sport Press Podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. I am your host, Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy.
I'm Cam.
Neek in the building for the first time. Say what's up, Neek.
As the head of the table, here I am.
Acknowledge you.
Acknowledge my presence here. I know your auntie is, but
That's it. This is episode 417. We are putting a bow on the annual FSP player playoffs with the Eastern Conference. FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
In unison. Cam, what's your best of the week, sir?
Ah, man, my best of the week. Jimmy Butler talking trash to the 76ers.
Yeah. I love it.
He's the one that got away.
You chose Tobias over me?
He's the one that got away.
Y'all picked Tobias Harris over me?
That's rough.
He meant that. That touched his soul right there. Yeah, I like revenge, man. I love it.
Ah, man. Shout out to Jimmy Butler. Weezy. What's your best win?
I might have found a little luck in the housing market, man.
Uh-oh.
We'll see how it goes.
Stay low.
Yeah.
Stay low, keep fire. But good luck to you.
Yeah.
Neat.
Best for me, you know, doing this food blog, you know, I had a chance to work with different people around mm-hmm. the city. Also working in Nashville, too, so that's why I'm here.
Shout out to you, man. You gonna bring us some food, like some samples, some freebies?
I gotta check out this food blog. It's my first time hearing about
that. I'm dealing with black people. You know they don't get away no free food like that.
That's true.
When you gonna write about Weezy?
That's true. Chef Weezy.
I gotta check this food blog out.
There you I got you.
All right. My best of the week is Mike Tyson will not be charged for putting those hands on the gentleman on the airplane.
Man, I love that.
Good for America.
Yeah. Love that. He deserved every bit of that.
Mike Tyson knocked somebody on the airplane.
Well, dude was picking on Mike on the plane. Mike turned around and put him in his place.
Real quick.
Yeah, real quick. Thanks. Held back on him, too. Yeah. Didn't let lose Paul, but... Shout out to Mike. He would not be charged for that. Dude deserved every bit of that, man. And loser. I mean, excuse me. Worst of the week. Weezy, what you got?
Worst of the week, man. Have you seen the crypto market this week?
Have you seen the stock market?
Any market. Man,
Jesus Christ. That's rough. That's the worstest.
Of the it's rough.
It's rough, man. I'm going to be real, Weezy. I had to turn my alerts off.
Yeah.
I don't even want to see it.
Yeah, I quit looking at it.
Oh, my God. Coinbase talking about they might go bankrupt. You see that?
Don't do me like that.
Cam, what's your worst of the week?
Listen, man, we're going to get into it a little later. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Tom's going to make more after his playing career.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We definitely going to talk about that.
I got some questions about that.
That really hurt me.
Neat. You got a worst of the week.
Worst of the week? People that drive Infinities.
Hold on, bro.
You got one next to you.
We do a show every week, bro.
Let's rewind.
I'm sorry, brother.
Let's
rewind. I'm sorry. But in Memphis, and Infinity is pretty much.
Ah, it's Memphis.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's in Memphis. Yeah.
We drive our tags. No.
Oh, man.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Keep your car where is it and be safe.
Mm. Oh, they come to get you?
Yeah.
Shout out to Memphis.
Oh, my bad.
My worst of the week. Speaking of Infinity, shout out to the guy that tried to run me off the road earlier this week. Had a little fender bender. Gentleman not paying attention. Side swiped me on the interstate. Damn. Tried to get away.
Did you chase him down yet?
I got a V8, Weez.
Jay, you ain't going for that one.
I wasn't going. I had to go get him.
Yeah.
It was just see ball, get ball. I had to go get him. He tried to get out on me. You know, he hit me. Once I realized he hit me, everybody on the interstate kind of stopped. It looked like, damn, he hit him. And he sped off.
I said, nah, I ain't going to run like that.
Got a V8. Got to make sure.
Yeah.
Called up to him. He wasn't pulling over. When I finally called him, he saw me taking pictures of his license plate. He pulled over, got the car. It was very, very open to talking to me.
Yeah. My bad, bro.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of my bad.
Definitely got no insurance.
Yeah, nah. The thing about it, though. For him to do all that to try to run, he had insurance. Everything has been cleared up. They've done my estimate. My car is going to be worked on. Everything is fine.
Gotcha.
But he tried to get out on me.
He tried to get out on you.
He definitely tried to get out on me. And that was rough. That's definitely my worst of the week, man. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Beyond Pod, Anchor, YouTube, and, of course, the SoundCloud page to catch up on the full archive of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. Neek, do you have 10 good wrestling seconds, sir?
Oh, it's my segment. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
We'll give you 4 minutes today since you got Neek on the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Do your thing, man.
So rumors are going around that the head of the table,
mm-hmm.
the man, the myth, the legend known as Roman Reigns,
oh, yeah.
might be leaving the WWE. Mm. But that's not true. He's pretty much going to stop doing house shows. For everybody that doesn't know, he did have leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And with you having this whole Panasonic going around,
Panasonic,
it's unsafe for him. So he took time off, came back. Now he's where he's at. Biggest star in the company.
Yeah.
So, numbers are slowly going back up.
Yeah.
So, he wants to be safe, take a couple house shows off. But also, he's the biggest star in the company.
What that
so
mean?
Hollywood is calling.
Yes, sir.
Hollywood's going to blow that phone up. So with The Rock and John Cena being two big stars, why not Roman Reigns? and his contract is up in 2023, could he be leaving? I don't know. But for now, he's not.
Here's my question to you. Does he keep the belt until WrestleMania next year?
The go against The Rock, belt. If that happens?
Yes.
That Rock match don't need the belt.
So who beats him then, Paul?
Ooh, that's gonna
I put him on the spot.
That's going to be hard to figure out. But if it happens, I'll go Cody.
Make sure you tune in each and every Thursday to the 808s and Chair Shots podcast. Shout out to myself. Shout out to my co-host, Nika's in the building today. And like we always say, you might not like it, but your auntie loves wrestling. All right. Weezy, as we move on, do you have a yellow box of Cheerios to hand out this week?
I do. This week's award recipient is Joey Sulipic, Memphis Weatherman.
Yes, sir. Memphis Weatherman, Joe. Yeah, Memphis. Yeah, you try to talk about Infinities, Memphis. Yeah, so Memphis Weatherman gets on TV. Spirits are running high in Memphis with the Golden State series going on right now. We totally understand. But Memphis Weatherman decides to hop on the Twitter feeds and have Twitter fingers and gets mad at young Draymond Green. And here's what he says. Chew on this. Draymond runs his knuckle-dragging, open mouth all game long, but mild-mannered Kyle Anderson disputes one call and gets ejected. Next-level jackassery. Speaking of next-level jackassery, young Memphis Weatherman, that's what you don't do. You're calling a African-American male a knuckle-dragging, open mouth in the year of our Lord, 2022. Weezy, this is one of the reasons why you created the yellow box of Cheerios for this gentleman here.
Yeah, he definitely never had no 100 Cheerios.
Nah. It's a short trip up to Memphis. You going to take that to him?
Nick going back.
Nick. Yeah, Nick. Thank you, cameraman. Nick, you're headed back to Memphis.
Drop it off for me.
Yeah, we need you to drop that off. To your weatherman. Fox News.
First of all.
Fox local affiliate.
Yeah. Fox 13.
Yeah.
As long as Brittany DeBose is up there, I'll drop it off.
Okay.
Oh,
God.
Right. He better get the yellow box now.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. You approach the yellow box yourself. All right. Let's get cameraman ready to get started with the first half. Let's do it.
Thank you, Nick.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week. I am your host, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weezy.
And I'm Cam.
Weezy, where can they find you on social media, my guy?
FSP underscore Weezy on IG. I'm at Weezy on Twitter. Holla at me.
Cam, how about you?
Cam, two underscores I, two underscores am.
So many underscores.
Just follow me once.
So many. Yeah, I like that. Just follow you once.
One time. That's all I'm
two saying. Underscores, but just follow you once.
That's it.
And I am Jay Easley 84 across all social media platforms. Let's get going, guys. Weezy, we're going to get started in the NFL.
Let's do it.
Your mans, Tom Brady, had a multi-network bidding war that finished this week with Fox Sports announcing that Tom Brady, the GOAT, once he finishes his career, whenever that is.
I hope it's this year.
Whenever that is, will receive a 10-year, $375 million contract, making it the richest contract in sports broadcasting history.
Love that money.
Weezy, is he worth it?
We don't know. I mean, this is the question.
Okay.
Romo is getting $18 million a year.
Yeah.
ESPN just paid Troy Aikman $18 million.
Yeah.
And so he's making another $15 million on top of that?
Yes, sir.
Maybe more than that. I'm on my math right now, but maybe more than that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, $19 million. $19 million on top of that.
Yeah.
This is my question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to watch... Let's say the Cowboys and the Jets. Are you going to watch because Tom Brady's calling their game?
That's what they're banking on. That they can put any game on in the primetime schedule, and with Tom Brady and whoever is the color commentator guy is going to be the reason why people tune in. Cam, what you think?
I mean, I didn't think the Manning cast would work.
That was some good stuff.
And it works. So yeah. I don't see why it wouldn't. And that's something that's competing with itself in a way with being two ESPN programs. So I do think that Tom Brady's name brings a certain level of cachet. So I think it could be worth it. Like you said, we won't see until we actually hear him in the booth.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, not to double back on my stuff from earlier, but I just think it's more alarming that the person we call the GOAT has been in the league for 20 years and is going to make 10 years
yeah.
more as a commentator.
He's going to be 55 years old doing a commentator. That's when his contract is up, because he's 45 now.
And he's still a young man.
That's 55. What I'm saying. Yeah, like, think about that. Like, we're talking about $700 million-plus by 55, 60. Like, that's normal retirement age.
The thing about it with me is that I like it because, like we just said, we don't know what Tom Brady's going to look like as a color commentator or as an analyst. We don't know. But the thing is, I guarantee you Fox has some writing in that contract where if them first couple of games when he's on, it's not working, that Sunday game of the week is not working well, they're going to figure a way to move him around, put him up there with JB and Bradshaw and them, or give him his own show, kind of like how Peyton is doing. They're going to use him. They're going to Stephen A. Smith his ass to death.
Yeah, they probably think they have him as a Fox Sports ambassador.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. He's going to be a lot of promo.
Oh, he's everywhere. Yeah. He's everywhere.
I could even see him, man, it might sound crazy. I could see him doing some baseball at some point.
But here's the thing, though, guys. If Tom Brady can get $375 million,
right.
I'm pretty sure you can. Hear me out, cameraman. We can have you as the cameraman. We could put me and Jay in the booth. We have Cam and Weeze on the sidelines for each team, right? Yeah. We got Coach Lock doing pre and post game and halftime analyst from a coach's perspective. We got you.
True.
But had a price.
A tenth of the price right now.
You give us 37.
You give us the London game. We'll make that London game pop.
We like 10.
Nah, I need one team.
We just split it up amongst a few people.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, let's move on to the NBA. Got to get cameraman out of here.
All right.
Cameraman cheap. This is your former coach.
Yes, sir.
This is your former coach.
Yeah.
All right, so the Kings reached a reported 4-year deal to make Mike Brown their new head coach. I wonder if they see these last couple of games against Golden State. Anyway, all right, so he reached a 4-year deal to be the new Sacramento Kings head coach. The formal announcement will be released this week coming up, but Brown is now in his 6th season with Golden State as assistant coach, former coach of LeBron James and other stops before. Can Mike Brown save or rekindle the Sacramento Kings?
I mean, I'm pretty sure the Sacramento Kings are having a little buyer's remorse right now based on what he's done with the Warriors, who were looking like the favorites to win the NBA championship before he got to the helm. I don't know. I also don't think Sacramento can be fixed. So that's another story for another time. But, yeah, I think that Mike Brown, he's – a player's coach to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But they don't have any players. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how that works for him. Have we ever seen Mike Brown be successful without a superstar?
That's what I'm saying.
And right now he's not successful with him. So
this is too, this is, it was a few games, guys.
No, there's not 55. It don't matter how many games. Just I promise you right now, if you was to go coach the Golden State Warriors,
that they wouldn't lose by 55.
You would never be down by 55.
No.
You would be out of timeouts and thrown off the sideline.
Definitely.
Before you get down by 55 points.
I would have got myself thrown off the sideline.
That's what I'm saying. He's still trying to coach. You still subbing.
Yeah, now
go home.
Weezy, what you think?
I think Mike Brown reached it. I think he should have sat down one more year to a better job.
Seven?
Huh?
What boy? Seven more? Like another year?
Yeah,
seven?
I mean, okay.
He's a better job.
Yeah.
Why is he still getting?
Don't do that. Go ahead.
I mean, but Sacramento, they had to make a move. It was him and Mark Jackson.
Yeah.
They picked the worst of the two.
Damn. Here's the thing about Mark Jackson.
Ain't been on nobody's staff or nothing.
That's the thing.
7-8 years.
We don't know what Mark Jackson looked like in 2022. We know what he looks like. What he looked like with Steph and Clay. And I believe, young Draymond, like a younger Draymond. So, like, we know what he looked like then. We don't know what Mark Jackson will look like in 2022. The thing is, they got my guy Sabonis in Sacramento. They got Coach Locke's guy, De'Aaron Fox. Still got Buddy. They got a young team, very young team. So he has a chance to come there with zero to minimal expectations. And I think with the right help, which doesn't really come around much in the front office with Sacramento. Well, Vlade's gone, but still, like, with the right help in the right time, I think he could turn that team into at least a fringe a fringe bubble team next year and definitely borderline playoff 2024. Put it on the board, Cameron.
They didn't pack their ass up and go to Seattle.
Fringe bubble team. So 10th or 11th seed next year for the Sacramento Kings. Guaranteed.
Man,
yeah, put that on the board.
Double down on that. He's crazy. Write that in bold letters.
So they're going to be a playoff team in 2 years?
In two years, if you can keep Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox is what Coach Locke says he is,
man.
With the way the West is going right now, they can be an eighth seed in 2 years.
With the way the West is going?
Yeah.
He got to get a trade.
Where do you think the West is going? That?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Golden State, as great as they look, how much longer is Golden State going to be Golden State?
I got it. This is what's going to happen. I figured it out. This is what's going to happen.
Golden State repeating the same type of system.
Okay.
With Jordan Poole, Moses Moody, and Kuminga replacing the big
three. Mike Brown just told LeBron James he's going to get his son, and he's going to get LeBron James in the last 2 years. Oh. They're going to make the playoffs.
On that note, let's move on. Let's move on to tennis. The young GOAT, Naomi Osaka, decided, you know what? I don't want to just be a tennis player. I'm going to also expand my business catalog. And she's starting her own sports agency called Evolve. Neek's in the building. He knows Evolve is also a wrestling company. So that's going to see how this is going to play out. Anyway, so Naomi Osaka, her current contract with agency IMG has expired. So she decided with herself and her agent decided to start the Evolve Sports Agency. Now, starting with you, Weezy, how you feel about this? Is it a big move?
It's a big move for her, but I don't want to see this from Naomi Osaka right now. I want to see her make sure she got her mind right to play tennis this summer. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, what? The last thing on her mind is tennis.
I know the last thing on her mind. But this is a smart move for sure. Yeah, smart move. Get your sports agent, get your money, but I'd rather see her focus on tennis right now.
Cam.
Yeah, man. Always good to create more opportunities to give more people a chance of success, you know, especially in the situation now where I think in women's tennis or in just women's sports in general, they would like to be represented by people that look like them, similar to, you know, other situations. So I think anytime you can create something like that, it's a positive.
She called it the natural next step in her life, in her journey. So I like it, man. I jokingly said the last thing on her mind is tennis, but I mean,
seriously
though, it probably, she reached the top and didn't like the way it felt, I don't think. You know, especially, not saying you can't joke about mental health, you know what I mean? We don't know where she stands with that, but we definitely saw when she reached the top, she, you know, saw some things she didn't really appreciate up there. So, and then she has a chance to help out future up-and-coming athletes, women of color, women that look like her, or even men as well, and put them in better places. So I like this, man. I like it. And she's playing a sport to where she can participate in these things. She's not playing in the NBA like where LeBron has to act like he's not a part of Clutch, when we know, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But she gets to do this herself. So shout out to Naomi, man. She's setting precedence on top of precedence when she's got her career going. That's dope. That's dope. Y'all ready for halftime? Let's do it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. Cameraman, we cooking with Weezy. Mm-hmm. It's another segment, another spot of the show. Weezy, what we cooking this week?
Man, we're gonna do some Nashville hot chicken this week.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to give out a recipe this week. A lot of people have been asking about it. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. So this is what you want to do. I mean, I already gave a recipe on how to cook fried chicken.
They should know that part. Gotcha.
So we're going to the secret. All right, you want to get your cup, cayenne pepper, a cup of paprika, half a cup chili powder. Then you want to go tablespoon of garlic powder, tablespoon onion powder, black pepper, add salt to taste.
Okay.
You don't want to be too salty. All right, you want to get that. You want to make sure, and right, as soon as you put your chicken out the grease, get that oil right after that. Get a cup of that oil. And put it right in the dry season. Everything I just said. Stir it to a little bit of like a little thin of a pancake consistency. You know what I'm saying? You take that chicken. You want to dip it right in that oil. Pull it out. And you want it hotter? Put a little cayenne on top of it.
On top of everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you want to see. And you know how you go to some hot chicken places and be like, it'd be so greasy.
Yeah.
They don't stir. You want to make sure you stir that. Once
you put the grease in it,
yeah,
you want to
stir that mixture up.
Okay.
Keep it and so all your seasoning won't float to the bottom.
Gotcha.
You put that chicken in there, it comes out red, nice and red. You add a little heat to it, add a little cayenne more to it. And that's my hot chicken.
I like that. That's simple enough.
It's simple enough.
Yeah, for a novice like me, I like it, Weez.
That's simple enough, but you know, a lot of people mess it up, Joe. I done had some bad hot chicken.
It's a lot of people making a lot of money off bad hot chicken.
Man. Yeah,
you got some money. Throw your hot chicken in a place anyway, you make some money.
They treating that Nashville hot chicken like a Dickinson Roll worker.
So who got your hot chicken?
I like it. I ain't gonna say that. Prince has got good hot chicken.
The original.
We might do Taco Tuesday next week. That's been popular, man. We might do Taco Tuesday next week.
I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
No, because I've been seeing whack tacos.
Tacos popular right now.
We go. Y'all just put out, I'm gonna say, y'all putting any damn thing in tacos.
That's
right,
what I'm saying.
Man, tacos going crazy. People using ranch on tacos.
I'll tell y'all right now, you're doing everything in damn tacos.
Yeah, we're gonna
there it is. All right, we're gonna move on to the second half. Let's do it.
The second half is underway.
Second half.
Should be a good show.
The 2002 NBA Player Playoffs, Eastern Conference. I am your host, Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy,
and I'm Cam.
Fellas, as the 2020-2021 NBA season is coming to an end, it's time for the FSP to stir it up one more time. It's time to compare player statistics, creating a playoff-style format to determine the best player in the NBA. We ask our listeners to give us their top eight players in the Eastern Conference based on their 2021-2022 stats and performances. Same criteria as last year. You want to read the criteria, Cam?
I got it.
Sure. I'll read the criteria. The criteria is 1, offense.
Mm-hmm.
2, defense. 3, team impact and success. 4, your mental. 5, consistency. And the tiebreaker. Which player would I pick if I needed to win a game, not tomorrow, but tonight, with the playoffs going on, with average NBA talent around?
Weezy, you want to read the top eight players?
Top eight players. We got number 1 seed, Joel Embiid. Number 8 seed, Darius Garland. Number 2 seed, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Number 7 seed, Trae Young. Number 3 seed, Kevin Durant. Number 6 seed, DeMar DeRozan. Number 4 seed, Jason Tatum. Number 5 seed, Jimmy Butler.
All right. So Weezy gave you the matchups. Let's get it going, man. First, the number 1 seed, Joel Embiid. He's averaging 30 points a game, 11 rebounds, and 4.2 assists, playing 68 games. Joel is only 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the process, man. Gets young Darius Garland averaging 21 points a game for the Cavs, 3 boards, and 8 assists. We're going to get it started with you, Weezy. Who gets the offense?
Joel Embiid gets the offense. But it's not as far-fetched as you think.
Shit. All right. Joel Embiid go for offense for you, okay?
I mean, Darius Garland.
Shout out to Darius Garland for making this list. That's amazing. Yeah. The turnaround he had this year.
Yeah.
Cam, who gets offense for you?
Joel Embiid, and it ain't close. And I love DG. That's my guy.
Okay.
Joe 7 foot can do everything.
All right. I go in with Joel Embiid as well for offense. All right, Cam, defense. That's 1-0 Joel.
Joel Embiid is 7 foot and can do everything.
Yeah, Embiid is defense for sure.
Joel Embiid is a transcendent defensive player and offensive player. It's just fun to watch him, especially when he's healthy, when the process is processing. So I definitely have Joel Embiid as far as defense. Weez.
Defense and Joel Embiid.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup for Darius. I'm gonna be real. Number 3, this one's a little close. This one's close. Team impact and success. Weezy, who you got?
They don't win without Joel Embiid.
That's damn true. But the Cavs made the play-in tournament this year. They were a 6 seed, and I'm sorry, 7 seed, and things kind of fell out for them a little bit there in the playoffs. But they were there in the play-in tournament. Cam, who you got? Team impact and success.
Impact and success, I actually got Darius Garland.
Yes, I'm saying.
I don't think it's a coincidence that he's the first-time All-Star in the Cavs making play in the playoffs. You know, that clearly shows that his value and the team's value kind of coincide.
Yeah. I'm not mad at you picking Darius Garland right there. I picked Joel Embiid simply because the Sixers, they showed when he isn't healthy and when he, you know, he's not 100% or if he's not there. James Harden, poor fella, he don't really have it there to do it anymore as the main guy. No, maybe an offseason, you know, under the tutelage of Doc Rivers will change that, but it's still a process. The process is processing. So that's a 3-1.
Yeah, that's a clean sweep.
Clean sweep for Joel. Joel Embiid's moving on to the second round. Okay. Next matchup, number 2 seed, Giannis, as Weezy say. Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's 27, Weezy. He played in 67 games. I mean, I can go through his stats, but dude, what do we have to say about Giannis other than he's probably the best player in the league? And then we have him going against my guy.
Ice Trader Gang.
You know, from Atlanta, played in 67 games as well, averaging 29 points a game for Trae Young. It's going to be a tough matchup for Trae. All right, Cam, starting with you, offense, who you got?
I actually got Trae Young.
Really?
Oh, let's talk about it.
Talk about that one.
Trae Young led the league in total points and total assists.
Yeah, he did.
That means he's not only generating offense for himself, but generating offense for others.
Talk to me.
You got you.
I ain't mad at it. And for offense, simply because, yes, Giannis can bowl through and do whatever he has to do. But to me, for everything that Cam said and just sheer will and his playmaking abilities was passing and things like that, I got Trae Young.
Trae Young wins offense.
Oh. I tell you what, here's the tough part.
Defense.
Cam, who you got? Giannis or Trae Young on defense?
Giannis by a mile. I ain't seen Trae guard nobody yet. Trae been in the league, how many, 4 years, 5 years? We still trying to get him to pick somebody up and go out to pick and roll.
Here's the thing. Trae has started to show a little bit more effort, especially in the second half of this season. He started to show effort with his offense, with his defensive game. So I give him props for that. But Giannis is a defensive player of the year, finalist every freaking year, first team defense multiple times. So give me Giannis.
But why Giannis didn't guard KD in that series? I'll never get over that. That's the matchup that was supposed to be the matchup, and he didn't take it. But that's another story.
Sometimes stick with you like that. I would like that with J.R. Smith.
Yeah, like that's going to forever be an issue for me. Yeah.
Team Impact Success, who you got?
Team Impact Success. The Hawks underachieved this year, right? Made the playoffs, you know, won a game or two, you know, but caught a tough matchup against Miami. So Trae is definitely the main cog to that offense, but with the way Giannis impacts that team on both ends of the ball, it's got to be Giannis.
Yep.
Who you got, Cam?
I got Trae. Team Impact. I don't know what the Hawks look like without Trae Young at the helm. Again, led the league in total points, total assists. He is scoring a high volume of their points, and clearly not a lot of shot creators out there without him. So I think that Giannis has – several teammates who can go out there and create for themselves. Chris Middleton's a 24-25 point a night scorer. Drew Holiday's a 17-18 point a night guy. Brooke Lopez can get it going on the block. Bobby Portis. They have some weapons out there offensive wise.
Yeah, but Duke, yeah.
Show me one person on the Hawks that can create.
But can the Hawks win without Trae Young?
No.
And Bucks can't win without Giannis.
How come they can't?
I think I do your argument one better. The team impact success here gets a little tricky because both of these guys are the main guy, as Charles Barkley, the buzzword, what drives the bus for both of their teams, right? But to break this argument, you say who drives their bus farther, right? This year, last year they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals. If this would have been last year, it probably had to be a wash, if we're being honest. But we're seeing Giannis lead his team to a better seed in the playoffs, and we've seen Giannis, you know, play through injuries and things of that nature. I think right now team impact and success, with as much as he does, like I said, on both sides of the ball, it's like a broken record. You got to go with Giannis right there.
All right, I'm roll with Giannis too.
So it's 2-1.
It's 2-1, Giannis.
2-1. All right, fourth criteria. It's the one that gets the cameraman's blood boiling. Mental. Who you got? Giannis or Trae Young? Cam.
Giannis is mentally tough, ain't he?
I think I am going to go with Giannis. Giannis has heard every negative thing we said about his game. Can't shoot threes. He can't shoot free throws. Mm-hmm. He can't handle. And all he's done is continue to do those things when he wants to, mm-hmm. whenever he can. And I just think that that shows some real fortitude right there. A lot of players, Ben Simmons, get nervous or they run away from the criticism. And he hasn't fed into it at all, man. Just continues to prove doubters wrong. So I'm going to say Giannis.
I'm going to say a wash. Mm. Here's why I say a wash. Mm. Simply because with Trey, there's no moment too big for Trey. No matter what. He's not going to back down from whoever's guarding him, whatever situation they're in. Atlanta is never out of the game because Trey is going to keep them there. And with Giannis, it's the same thing. Giannis is probably the only player one or two players in the NBA that no matter what, if you look over and say, Giannis, I need 25, 10, and 5. Giannis is going to get you 25, 10, and 5. Giannis, I need 35, 12, and 10. Giannis can do that too. You know what I mean? So to me, that's why it's a watch. Because for two different reasons, they both have the mental part.
I'm going Giannis mentally.
Okay, so
I'm going Giannis mentally.
So, okay, go ahead.
I mean, Giannis clearly is the best player on that team. Yeah. Clearly, every team out there to stop him. They put eight players in the box for him. He still gets his 26 points. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give me Giannis.
Okay. Giannis moves on. All right, Weezy, let's move on to the number three seed versus number six matchup. We got Kevin Durant at the third seed. He's played in 55 games this year, averaging 29 a game, 7 assists, and 6 boards. He's also 33 years old. Get a little longer than two.
He's been a young guy.
I know. Versus DeMar DeRozan, 32 years old. DeRozan played in 76 games, 27 points per game, 5 assists, 4 boards. Weezy, who you got for offense in this matchup, the 3-6 matchup?
I got the walking bucket, man, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Inside, outside, he can handle the ball. It just, you know, and you said, what's his stats for this year? 29, 7, and 4?
Yes, sir. It's tough.
It's tough.
What you going to do with him? Anywhere on the court for KD on the offensive side? What you got, Kerr?
Man, I got KD, man. Yeah. Not just that, man. It's doing it and shooting 52 from the field.
Yeah.
You know, 38 from 3, 91 from the line. That's extreme efficiency.
And you gotta give props to DeMar DeRozan for his mid-range game, his slashing ability. Like that's a lost art in today's NBA. But going against Kevin Durant, that's tough, man. Just unguardable, 7-foot wingspan. Depending on who you ask, he might actually be 7 feet tall.
Right.
So, yeah, give me Kevin Durant with offensive will. Defense, Cam, who you got?
Well, I got Kevin Durant as well. Interchangeable on the defensive end, can guard multiple positions.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely has stepped up and tried to take the challenge in most instances.
Yeah.
Since he's been in Brooklyn especially. So, yeah, I'm going Kevin Durant.
Weezy.
I got defense this year. He had to play defense. He played with James Harden. He played with Kyrie Irving. He had to play a little defense this year.
Yeah, he did.
So I went with Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant's always been what they call a sneaky great defender. Like just his size alone is going to take up space. Pause it if you feel the need. But the fact he gives you the effort, he's going to block some shots from his position. Man, when he's locked in defensively, Kevin Durant's tough. And then you got someone like DeMar DeRozan, who isn't a turnstile, as Jay Hove would say. But it isn't. I'm not scared if I'm offensive. If I'm an NBA ball player and DeMar DeRozan is the guy who's guarding me. Is that safe to say? So yeah, give me KD on defense as well. That's 2-0, right?
Yeah.
2-0. All right, let's move on to the third criteria: team impact and success. Weezy, who you got?
This year. DeMar DeRozan.
Yes, sir.
I don't think the Bulls are even a playoff team without DeMar DeRozan right now.
No, we know they're not. They had the same roster last year, minus DeRozan, and they didn't make the playoffs.
Not the same.
Nah, listen, man. Caruso missed a whole bunch of games. Lonzo missed a whole bunch of games. The only person who was consistent that was new is DeMar DeRozan. Yeah. It was him and Vooch.
Vooch.
He didn't even play most of the games.
Vooch is my guy. Who you got, Cam?
Oh, I got DeRozan. Like, same thing. He took them. Zach LaVine did not sniff the playoffs until DeMar DeRozan got there.
Yeah. Before injuries riddled this team, right, and slowed them down, they were rolling. Lonzo, Caruso, LaVine. I mean, DeMar missed a handful, but Vooch missed a couple. Like, injuries hit this team very, very hard. I mean, if we're being honest, DeMar was an MVP candidate at one point. Like, you know, people were, he was on my list, my MVP ladder list, cameraman, for Christ. What the?
Not my bad. Huh? I'm just saying, you had the winner on honorable mention when I was here.
It was week to week.
He's pulling receipts.
It was week to week. But I feel you though. All right, so I think we all have DeMar DeRozan for team impact success.
Yeah.
So it's 2-1. Mental. Cam.
I got Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Big shot.
When you literally have every defense imaginable thrown at you at any given point in time and continue to average 30 points a night.
Yeah.
Your mental is tough.
Yeah, yeah. What you got with
just because we're judging about right on the court, I think this is a wash.
Help me out with that.
Well, if you go off the court, Kevin Durant's not.
That's true.
Is weak.
That's true.
We're going to burn up burner accounts. God. We're going, you know, going crazy, jab messages on his podcast.
Yeah.
But DeMar DeRozan, I mean, I think it's a wash on the court.
I'm not mad at that. If I had to go mental, me personally, I would go Kevin Durant simply because on the court, you know, this is regular season. Take the Boston series away. We're going strictly regular season. Kevin Durant, you want him with the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
There's not a time, if you are a coach for the Brooklyn, I mean, Steve Nash is the coach, but I mean, you know, you just got to stay in there really. Because you know, game on the line, I got Kevin Durant. And so to me, that helps him out mental. I mean, DeMar DeRozan is no slouch either. He definitely has a clutch gene in him as well, but it's different with Kevin Durant. Yeah, it's different. So at this point, that's 3-1. 3-1 Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant moves on to the second round.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be a fight right here. This is the 4-5 matchup. At 4, we have young Jason Tatum, 24 years old. He played in 26 games this year. He's averaging 26.8 points a game, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists versus the consummate professional, Jimmy Butler, 32 years old, played in 57 games, 21 points a game. 5 assists, 5 boards. Start with you, Cam. Offense, who you got?
Jason Tatum.
Okay.
I think Jason Tatum is making his way to being the best scorer in the NBA. Mm.
Keep knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Knocking on the door.
So, yeah, I think that's a no-brainer.
Weezy.
I'm going Jason Tatum now, for sure.
I like it. See, the thing about Jimmy Butler, though, his stats don't tell the story. He's like Draymond Green. The stats don't tell the story. Because if Jimmy wanted to be really, really Jimmy Buckets, he can get to 27 a game. If he wanted to. If he wanted to be a facilitator, he can give you 8 points, eight assists a game. And if he wanted to get down and dirty and with the rebounds, he can give you 8 balls a game. Jimmy could do that. Now, he's going to tire himself out. He's going to, you know, his injuries might start creeping up again. But when it comes down to it, it's not many better than Jimmy Buckets at the game of basketball, all around impacting offense. But as Cam says, well, we're going against one of the young scorers that is probably not going to do it being the best scorer in the NBA. So with that being said, I'm going to go Jason Tatum as well. So that's one for Jason Tatum, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to defense, Weezy.
Jimmy Butler.
Cam, you made a statement earlier about how you wanted, this was pre-production, how you wanted Giannis to check KD in that Eastern Conference Finals Eastern Conference Semis last year. Jimmy's checking whoever.
He don't take a
series, a game, a playoff. He's checking the best player every night.
Every night.
So with that being said, give me Jimmy Buckets.
Man, the toughest assignment. Don't care. Him leading the charge defensively is what makes Miami. He's the reason that they can have a Tyler Herro come off the bench and take more shots than anybody in the starting lineup because they know that they'll play defense.
Yes, sir. I like it. So that's a 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Team impact and success. I want to hear what you got to say, Cam.
I got Jimmy Butler. I believe that Jimmy Butler is everything that the Miami Heat organization is supposed to be about. Working hard, you know, being in shape, coming in every day, trying to play, like I said, the best you can defensively, and letting the offense kind of come after that. Jimmy, he asked a lot of his teammates.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, this last series, we see Joel Embiid after the series is over still say, I don't know how we let him go. Like, he's still missing Jimmy, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that just lets you know the impact that he has on the organization and on all the young guys around him.
I like it. Cam. I mean, Weez. Excuse me.
You got to go Jimmy, man, because he does it year after year.
Yeah.
I don't think a player – I don't think – any team he's been on – It's the same without him.
I like it. And to kind of piggyback off everything you guys have said about Jimmy Butler right here, is that team doesn't have a superstar, right? They have lunch pail guys, right? They got Udonis Haslem. He's 45 probably, still getting paid. He doesn't play, but he's still getting paid to be an enforcer on the bench. Then you got Jimmy Butler being an enforcer on the court, right? It, like Cam said, he's giving you the mental toughness. You can't be soft around Jimmy Paul. Like you know what Jimmy's bringing to the game every time, and you got to do that. Like it's certain guys in the NBA, him, Pat Bev, Udonis, I just mentioned, those are certain guys that just bring that out of you, right? And this is just, he's fun to watch on the court, especially when it's a close game and you know Jimmy is going to do what he has to do to get it there. So to me, with all that being said, it's a wash.
Mm.
Because Tatum, no, that's not true. That's not true. Jimmy Butler. That's it.
So it's 2-1. Mental.
God,
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Oh, killer right there.
Yeah.
And that's all it comes down to. Jimmy.
Jimmy's a killer. But here's the thing. Don't sleep on Tatum.
Oh,
because I'm going to.
He's young.
He's young, but he's calm. There's no moment. This is like Trae Young. No moment too big. No moment too big for Jason Tatum. He's proven that time in and time out. If you need a 50 ball, guess who's going to give you a 50 ball? Jason Tatum. If you need a defensive stop, he can give you that too. Like, so you need a big shot, just a big shot, Jason Tatum can do that. So to me, on this, I'm going Wash.
Mm.
What you got, Weez?
I'm going Jimmy Mental.
Jimmy Mental. Jimmy moves on. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. Jimmy moves on.
Yeah.
Jimmy moves on.
I don't think nobody's more mentally tough than Jimmy in the NBA right now.
No,
I agree.
I go and watch because of different reasons. Like, it's more than one way to skin a cat.
Sure.
That's all. But I respect that. I respect that. Second round. All
so, right. We got number one seed going against number three seed. Kevin Durant over Giannis. I mean, Kevin Durant and Joel Embiid.
Whew. It's a fight. Cam, offense. Sorry about that.
Sleep over there, big dog?
Nah. It's offense, man.
Going off this year.
I'm going with Joel Embiid since he led the league in scoring.
Not mad at him.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the simple criteria.
Weez.
Wash this year, dude. It's not a wash?
No, I want everyone.
Hear me out. Why you say that?
All right, let's go to the stats.
Let's look at the stats. 30 points a game. Well, 30 points a game for Jan. I mean, for Joel, 30.6.
Kevin Durant, 29.8.
It's not far off.
That's 29.9.
It's a hair. Yeah. It's a hair one way or the other.
So, I mean, we got to keep it in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wash.
I like it. I get you. So what makes the wash, I see what you're saying, is that Kevin Durant, they're both unstoppable, right, Cameraman? Kevin Durant's going to get his shot no matter what, right? Joel's gonna get to his spot no matter what, as long as he's healthy. Like, as long as he's not shooting step back threes because his face is shattered, I get it. But anything else, he's gonna get to his spot and he's gonna get where he needs to go. So I like that, Weez. Me personally, this year, to kind of piggyback off what Cam said, because of the scoring title this year, and they both, when it comes to assist, because Kevin Durant right now with assists, he's averaging 7 assists. So I'll go KD this year. I go KD this year for offense. So you win Wash.
I win Joel.
I win KD. So that's a tie.
You gonna break the tie?
No, we don't have to break the tie. Yeah, this is just tie right here. Defense. All right,
defense.
Hell well. Cam.
I got Giannis.
It's Joel.
It's Joel, man.
I mean, well, I got Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Who you got, Cam?
I got Joel.
Yeah, he's a defensive player of the year finalist every year. He's like we mentioned before. Joel's. Yeah, man. We don't have to go into it right now, but it's easy, right? This is unanimous. So Joel's gets defense. All right, man.
I do have a quick question, offensive wise, real quick.
Sure.
Before we get too far.
Yeah.
Who has the easier chance scoring on the other? I'm just curious.
Who has the easier chance scoring on the other?
You bring up the defense thing again.
No, I'm just curious. Because I mean,
easier chance scoring is Joel over KD.
Yeah. KD, Joel has the advantage of being able to get a bucket in multiple places on the floor.
KD
doesn't play with his back to the basket.
But what if KD catches Joel on a bad switch? It's cookies.
No, it's not. How? What's a bad switch? There's no bad switch with Joel Embiid. He switches pick and rolls all the time.
Yeah.
If KD catches him on the perimeter, you think okay. You don't think that favors in KD's?
It favors KD. It's not.
He's shooting a pull up at that point.
It favors
KD. He's not getting past Joel Embiid.
It's not easily, KD. But it favors KD.
How's that favor KD?
Pull up.
Out of
him
10.
Him shooting a pull up.
Of a 10.
That's a favorable shot.
Of a 10-point of a 10-point scale, it's a 6-4 KD on that, or 7-3. That favors KD. Joel can stop it. Joel can impact it, but it favors KD. Right.
So y'all think it favors him shooting pull up?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. KD's jump is smooth, man. Like, come on, let's not do that, Cam. All right. Where are we? Where are we, Weezy? Team impact success.
Well, now we're defense.
We got Joel. Okay. Joel was a wash on defense.
Okay.
So team impact success. Weezy, who you got?
This year I got Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I got Joel Embiid.
Higher seed. He's the guy.
They both play with Bun Horton.
Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And poor KD.
Joel finished better with him.
Poor KD. He had to deal with Kyrie and his sage.
Nah, he didn't have to. He chose to deal with
Fat Harden, Chubby Harden, I should say, Paul. And also, he had to deal with this ghost of Ben Simmons. Mm. It's rough, man. It's rough. But I'll go with Team Impact Success. I'll go Joel Embiid as well. So that's 2-1 Joel, right?
Joel and Joel.
Mental. Cam.
Joel Embiid. He had to deal with Ben Simmons not showing up to work and acting like he wanted to be there and all this other shit. Then he got to deal with James Harden coming in there. You thought you got Rocket Hard. You realize, man, you got...
Yeah, but KD had to deal with Kyrie with Sage on the sidelines and stuff.
Yeah,
Sage did.
This is a wash, guys. This is a wash.
Say, man, the difference is KD signs off on all that. Joel Embiid was visibly frustrated all year. He was frustrated last year in the playoffs. Like, it's a difference. KD, did we hear KD complain about that shit?
No.
We heard Joel complain, right?
Well, you can spin that too, right? You can spin that by saying KD didn't complain about it because he's more mentally tough.
Nah, he ain't complaining about it because he didn't want to say that.
But if I wanted to spin it, I can say KD is more mentally tough because he didn't complain about Harden's or Kyrie's antics. He just came and played ball. So that's why, to me, both of these players had to push through a lot of this bull crap, the sage, the coming up to train the camp out of shape, the not want to play because your back hurt, because you got mental whatever going on. So to me, this is the watch. To me. All right. So
they
got 2-1. So you 2-1 in the tie. So then now we're going to consistency.
Mm. This year I'm taking Joel Embiid, MVP candidate.
Start to finish.
Yep.
Cam.
I got Joel Embiid.
You're a Philly fan, though.
No, I ain't.
You're a James Harden fan.
No, I'm not. I'm a Thunder fan.
That's right.
I got no allegiance. Yeah. I hate James Harden. Yeah. And I ain't got no allegiance to Philly.
Yeah. Okay,
so I just think that Joel Embiid had a fantastic year.
True.
Like I said, even with the consistency, Joel Embiid didn't have a second star at any point in time. The James Harden he got didn't take more than 20 shots in a single game the whole time he was there. So he didn't have a secondary star. He was dealing with doubles and triples on the block all year long.
Absolutely.
And still averaged 30 a game.
Okay. All right. So Joel moves on, right?
Joel moves on.
All right. Let's do it. 2 versus 3. Giannis, right. Antetokounmpo.
Versus Jimmy Butler.
Woo. That's a fight.
Yes, sir.
God, that's a fight. Offense. Weezy.
Give me Giannis this year.
Got Giannis.
Give me Giannis.
Giannis is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Giannis is unstoppable. Cam.
Yeah, Giannis.
Giannis.
I mean, it's hard to argue with 29, 11, and 5.
It's hard to come up with it. Especially with 8-point discrepancy. Right. When Jimmy's giving you 21. I know I said Jimmy impacts the game a lot more ways and stats don't show it, but it's hard to argue those numbers, man. So give me Giannis as well. Defense. Cam.
Definition of a wash. Defense?
It's not a wash. It's a close fight.
I don't think Giannis is that good a defender.
Oh shit! Okay, I didn't see that coming. You got to fight. You got to explain that one.
Yeah.
You got to explain that one. You can't just say that one.
Yeah. Mm
mm mm.
Who is he shut down?
Huh? Yeah,
personally. You're not talking about him as a hillside defender.
You're asking a center or a power forward who's
he don't guard no tough matchups. We just talked about earlier. Jimmy takes every tough matchup. Chris Middleton takes the tough matchups for the Bucks.
It's different.
PJ Tucker took the tough matchups for the Bucks. Giannis don't take tough matchups. That's why I'm saying that's an easy call.
If one person
wants the tough matchup and step up to the plate, the other one's.
I respect what you're saying, but it's a whole nother ball game when you are 6'11", 7 feet, which Giannis is, and you can switch on 2 through 5 and not worry. If they run a pick and roll and switch him on 2 through 5, he's not worried at all. 2 through 5. I don't want him on 1, but 2 through 5, I'm okay.
And you're good with Jimmy 1 through 4. It's the same amount of position.
That's what I'm saying. So the difference is
Jimmy's going to take the best player, whoever it is, 1 through 4.
There's a difference in that. When normally on most teams, your best player is your wing, your guard, or your three, right? On most teams, your best player is your 1 or your 3. So that doesn't add up right if Giannis is switching down and coming down and guarding your 2, 3, 4, and your 5. It's a watch.
Kevin Durant is on the court. Are you putting Jimmy Butler on or Giannis Antetokounmpo?
All game? If I have to do all game, I want Giannis on it because he's going to body him up.
But he don't do it.
He will do it. Now,
Jimmy will body him up too.
He will. Yeah, I mean, true enough. I don't want either one of them checking him all game though. If I could, I would switch them both off. I would have Middleton on them. I know Middleton's not in this conversation, but I would change it up. I wouldn't have either one of them on them all game. But if I had to choose, it's Giannis. I go watch. Weezy.
I think Cam sold me.
So you got Jimmy.
I think Cam sold me on defense.
So it's 1-1.
Damn.
Team impact success.
That's tricky. This is a wash.
Nah, it's not.
Who you got?
Giannis.
I got Jimmy.
Fight. Yeah. Why
this year? Because we're not counting the playoffs. This year, I don't think that team's a number two seed without Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
And I don't think Miami's a one without Jimmy. So what's your point?
Exactly. Zach Levine stepped up, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero.
You're right.
I tell you what, them Tyler Hero points don't mean nothing without Jimmy Butler.
You're right. And again, one of them is playing with another All Star.
Bam is an All Star. Don't do that. Bam was an All Star.
Yeah.
Bam's an All Star. But Bam was an All-Star.
No, we're talking about this year, though. Chris Middleton was an All-Star this year.
Okay, but Bam's an All-Star caliber player.
Oh, man, we're going caliber.
Because he was hurt majority of the beginning of the season, yes.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And they still are the one seed, so that means Jimmy was playing. Did you not just help me with my point?
No. I'm going Jimmy here.
So if their second best player was hurt the majority of the season, or a big portion of the season,
mm-hmm.
and they still were the number one seed, they still finished better than Giannis, who had a healthy team for the majority of the season. They were missing Drew Holiday early. They had Drew Holiday since All-Star break. So, and they finished
one seed.
So I would say Jimmy had the bigger impact since his team finished better.
I go Jimmy. I agree with that. So that's 1-1, right? We watched the
– No,
it's 1-1. We watched defense because –
Jimmy won defense.
Jimmy won defense. So it's 2-1. Okay, 2-1.
And 4 is mental. Jimmy, let's go. Let's go home.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How come you not?
This is a wash because Giannis is mentally tough now.
Yeah. Giannis exercised all his demons last year and it carried over into this year. Giannis can't shoot free throws and he's not afraid to shoot them. And he knocks them down when they count. Giannis can't shoot threes and he knocks them down when they count. Like, Giannis doesn't have a fear on that court. And that's why it's a wash.
I'll go wash.
That's a wash.
It's cool.
So it's a wash. Consistency. Here's where it hurts, yeah. Jimmy. This is what hurts Jimmy. So we watched mental. Team impact success was Jimmy, right? Mm-hmm. And offense was Giannis. Defense was Jimmy. So it's 2-1 at this point, right?
Right.
Consistency. Weezy, who you got?
Giannis Antetokounmpo this year.
Makes sense. From start to finish.
Start to finish.
From championship to coming into game one, setting the tone. Giannis.
He's been an MVP candidate for the last 3 years.
Can't knock it.
I got Giannis, man.
Consistency, like, no matter what, you know what you're getting from Giannis. I mean, you know what you're getting from Jimmy, too. But you know what you're getting from Giannis every game. And it's night in, night out. You can pencil it in. So, Giannis. So, it's 2-2. Mm-hmm. Tiebreaker.
God, this is a tough one, too.
Here's a tiebreaker. Which player would I pick if I needed to win a game tomorrow with average NBA talent around me? Cam.
I got Jimmy Butler. Okay. Jimmy Butler played. I can put Jimmy anywhere 1-4. Jeff, you said yourself, man, if I need rebounds that night, mm-hmm. Jimmy can go do that. If I need Jimmy to give me 25, mm-hmm. he'll go do that. If I need 8 or 9 assists, he'll do that. And he'll guard the other team's best player.
I like it.
And he's going to make free throws down the street.
Can is he going to hit the game winner?
Jimmy hit a game winner.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Wiz.
I'm taking Giannis because I'm a walking matchup problem.
Yeah, here's why I go Giannis as well, because this is a tough matchup. But I go Giannis simply because if I need 30, Giannis is gonna give me 30. If I need 40, Giannis is gonna give me 40. He's gonna give me 40, 20, and 10. Like Giannis is gonna do. Both will do everything, but Giannis would do a little more with a little less effort than Jimmy would have to do.
And I'm always 2 steps from the basket.
Always. From mid-court on, I'm 2 steps from the basket when I'm with Giannis. So with that, to break the tie, Giannis moves on to the final.
Yep.
So it's Giannis
versus
MB. Let's get it rolling. Offense, Cam.
Embiid.
Shit, that was quick, Cam.
Let's think about that, Cam, for a minute.
No, I didn't think about it.
I like it. Weezy.
Joel Embiid shot 37-3. Giannis would never.
Shit.
What's Giannis' best post move on the block?
Run through your face. Run through your face.
We talk about this man offensively skilled. Fuck out of here.
It ain't Shaq. Well, no, take that back. Shaq was offensively skilled.
Yeah, Shaq had moves. Shaq had a legit turnaround on the block. He had a drop step move. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Giannis don't even have moves. They don't post him up. If Giannis can't score in transition, he ain't nothing in the half court.
Well,
I want to talk about that though.
Well, because
you
can't stop
it. Average NBA talent around him, I disagree wholeheartedly because you have to have a specific type of talent around him. Giannis is only successful with shooters around. We've seen him with people who can't shoot, and he wasn't good.
I like it, but I can argue that point even though I don't have to.
Is Duncan Robinson a good NBA player?
Solid.
Is Max Strus?
Solid.
Is Gabe Vincent?
No.
All these guys have been successful this year playing alongside Jimmy.
Jimmy's put them in spots too. That's heat coach. That's culture. That's a great.
Those are below average NBA players.
If you give
those are below average, so that's why I don't think Giannis should even be playing right now.
I like what you're saying, but if you put Spoelstra on the Bucks and take Budenholzer off of there, I guarantee you those players you're talking about look a lot better on the Bucks too. You see what I'm saying? That's coaching. That's putting your players in the right position. That's not. I'm not taking anything away from Jimmy Butler, but you're giving a lot of credit to Jimmy Butler that should go to Spoelstra right there. That's all. All right. Finals. Offense, we all went MB, right?
Yep.
Defense, Weezy. It's tough.
Why are y'all making it so tough? I actually, Weezy got to think. MB. If they line up across from each other, you taking MB to score more points than Giannis that night.
No, I'm not.
Todd, you
I'm not. It's been proven before. Giannis give Embiid fits.
Hey, man, I'm going to pull up.
Pull it up. I'm not saying Embiid won't give him buckets. Now, let's not do that.
Now, who's the better defender?
But the better defender, to me, is a wash.
I think it's a wash.
It's a wash. It's a wash. Only because, to me, it's a wash. They both are. They both in the same. So it's like comparing rain to drizzle. Like it's just a little bit more, a little bit less. Like whichever one you want to do.
Yeah,
it's
winning 1 year.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta give Giannis.
But this we doing this year though. It's only this year.
Yeah.
It's only this year. All right. Team impact success. Cam.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, you got to because there's no other. There's
the second best player on his team this year.
I mean, it went from Seth Curry to Maxie.
Yeah.
Because the damn show went to Tobias. My God,
yeah,
Tobias.
Man.
She whiz, man. Oh, my God. Weezy, who you got?
I got Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
So 2-1.
2-1. Mental. Weezy.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I like it. Cam.
Joel Embiid.
It was a process to get there.
Yeah.
I've never heard Giannis talk about his teammates in the post game. I mean, we talking about the regular season, but I've never heard him do that.
I like that.
I've never heard him do that.
That's true.
That's part of mental.
That's true.
Look at his teammates, though.
I know it, but
boy, it's a bad teammates. Like, they put him out there. They put him out there with some rough.
Yeah,
some rough.
Of course, he ain't talking about his teammates, man. Like, Giannis is playing with actual professionals, people that really want to, like, care about their career. Man, James Harden's out here trying to open the strip club. He don't care about hooping, dog. Tobias just happy to be there. Man, like, prayers up for Danny Green, but he was past his day three, four years ago.
Yeah. I hope he's okay.
He played with a 20-year-old Maxi as his second best player.
And Maxi wants it, though.
Yeah, but he's 20 years old. He's still got a long way to go.
I hope, and this is off subject, I hope Maxi turns that corner next year. Because he's going to be solid.
Turn that corner next year because James Harden ain't going to help him. True. Shit. Because Joe might be looking for the Dame. Get me out of here.
That's true. That's true. To me, I'm going Wash. I'm going Wash. That's why. So it's still 2-1, right?
2-1 Joe.
2-1 Joe. Consistency. Joe. Cam going Joel Embiid.
I'm going Joel Embiid too this year.
Joel moves on. Joel wins. To me, this was the great matchup because you can argue both of these guys because consistency from day one, again with Giannis from coming from winning the championship to now, from everything he's giving you, like you can argue that, and you can also argue Joel. So I like it, but you guys, I'm out voting. So Joel wins the East, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to wait next week to do East versus West?
Yeah.
When your co-hosts get back, will you? You get your revenge against Chris Paul, or you want?
Yeah, you got
to. I brought back flashbacks.
Yeah. I don't apologize and everything. I don't move past last week.
Yeah,
I
don't get cooking. Then we'll do it.
So you want to save for next week? Yeah. So we'll save the playoff champion for next week.
Perfect.
Okay. So Joel Embiid is your winner for the Eastern Conference.
You have to get some kind of award this year. So you
one of the people who feel like he lost the MVP, should be MVP?
No, I told you last time, pull up the footage. Cameraman, can we get the footage pulled up? I said the Jokic is going to win MVP. Because he played without Michael Porter and Jamal Murray all year. Yeah. Like that's
he's only showing time.
Yeah.
I think he agreed with you, though.
Yeah, but you can't not. That's all it comes down to, man. We think James Harden and Shelvin informed himself, but James Harden averaged 22, 10, and 8 this year.
Yeah.
Like, you – three guards averaged a double-double. James Harden was one of them. So we can't say he's that bad. Joe had some help.
Yeah.
Jokic didn't have. Monte Morris?
Some dude named Book. I mean, what was his name? Bounce? What was the dude name? J-Hove guy. He just always brought up all the time.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. He had Aaron Gordon, too. He had Aaron Gordon, too.
Fuck Aaron Gordon.
Oh, my God.
And I'm a Arizona fan, man. He one of the most disappointing products ever.
Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon was supposed to be today's traditional NBA wing. 6'8", play both forward spots.
Yeah.
Supposed to be able to slash.
Crazy bounce.
I mean, supposed to be a good interchangeable defender.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it with any sort of consistency?
All right.
Shit, he 2 games from being Anthony Bennett.
Okay. Well, tweet us with questions. Like us. Follow us on all social media platforms. And as always, please never forget to tell a friend. Weezy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Cam.
Sign me.
Please sign Cam. The camera's always on. And like we always say, shout out to J-Ho. The revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.